Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we are studying the kingdom principle of ministering in the opposite spirit. Jesus taught this principle extensively. As you read the Gospels, you'll find his words, including this in Luke chapter 6, verse 27. But I say to you who are listening now to me, in order to heed and make it a practice to love your enemies, treat well, do good to, act nobly toward those who detest you and pursue you with hatred. In Romans chapter 12, we find these words echoed by the Apostle Paul under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Romans 12:14 says, "Bless those who persecute you, who are cruel in their attitude towards you. Bless and do not curse." And then in verse 20, "But if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him drink. For by so doing, you will heap burning coals upon his head. Do not let yourself be overcome by evil, but overcome or master evil with good." These words from both Jesus and from the Apostle Paul under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit demonstrate for us a kingdom principle I like to call ministering in the opposite spirit. There's a spirit in the world today that encourages people to hate those who hate them, to take revenge on someone who has offended or hurt or mistreated them. And yet, Jesus taught, love your enemies, do good to those who mistreat you. Pray for blessings to come upon the person who has wrongfully persecuted you. And then the Apostle Paul takes it farther and he says, if your enemy's hungry, feed him. In other words, minister in the opposite spirit of what the world would say you should do in your particular situation. We see that David was able, by the Spirit of God, to minister in the opposite spirit to King Saul. David had triumphed over Goliath and quickly became King Saul's number one choice to lead Israel in and out of battle. Because of the Spirit of God on his life, he was successful, never losing a battle that he entered. It tells us in 1 Samuel chapter 18 that Saul became very jealous of David. In verse 28 of 1 Samuel 18, it says, "When Saul saw and knew that the Lord was with David and that Michal, his daughter, loved him, Saul was still more afraid of David, and Saul became David's constant enemy." Then the Philistine princes came out to battle, and when they did so, David had more success, and he behaved himself more wisely than all of Saul's servants, so that his name was very dear and highly esteemed. Now Saul told Jonathan his son and all his servants that they must kill David. But Jonathan, Saul's son, delighted much in David, and he told David, "Saul, my father, is seeking to kill you. Now therefore, take heed to yourself in the morning and stay in a secret place and hide yourself. And I will go out and stand beside my father in the field where you are, and I will converse with my father about you, and if I learn anything, I will tell you." And Jonathan spoke well of David to Saul his father and said to him, "Let not the king sin against his servant David, for he has not sinned against you, and his deeds have been of good service to you. For he took his life in his hands and slew the Philistine, and the Lord wrought a great deliverance for all Israel. You saw it and rejoiced. Why then will you sin against innocent blood and kill David without a cause?" Saul heeded Jonathan and swore, "As the Lord lives, David shall not be slain." So Jonathan called David and told him all these things, and Jonathan brought David to Saul, and he was in his presence as in times past. Now, this particular story is very interesting because the word tells us that Saul became David's constant enemy. and began to plot his death. It was an unrighteous hatred that Saul had for him based on envy and jealousy and fear of losing his kingdom to David. And David, who had served Saul so well and so loyally, was now being completely mistreated and persecuted by the one he had served with such faithfulness. But David, because of the Spirit of God in his life, was able to minister in the opposite spirit. How many employees today, if they found out that their employer was plotting to have them discharged, would serve them all the harder? On the contrary, most employees would immediately start sending their resumes out to every other company and try to leave as fast as possible before they got fired. They would not turn and serve that person with more hard attitude, with more diligence, with more faithfulness, if they found out they were being unjustly and unrighteously accused or discharged from the company. And yet that's exactly what David did. He applied himself even further and was willing to be in Saul's presence as in times past, as the scripture says. And then in verse 8 of 1 Samuel 19, the story continues. Then there was war again, and David went out and fought with the Philistines and made a great slaughter among them, and they fled before him. Then an evil spirit came upon Saul as he sat in his house with his spear in his hand, and David was playing the lyre with his hand. Saul sought to pin David to the wall with the spear, but he slipped away so that Saul struck the spear into the wall. Then David fled and escaped that night. Here again we see Saul treating David, who has been faithful and loyal and a diligent servant to Saul, with complete contempt and hatred. He was being unrighteously persecuted by Saul, and yet David continued to minister in the opposite spirit. He was faithful. In fact, if you study 1 and 2 Samuel, you'll find out that there were 21 attempts by Saul to kill David. And yet 3 times David was reconciled to Saul, overlooking Saul's attempts on his life, even when he had several occasions that he could have taken Saul's life and it would have been considered by all onlookers as merely self-defense, not murder or assassination. And according to an Asiatic custom, if a spear was thrown at a servant by a master and that servant was able to escape it by flight, he was thereby absolved from all allegiance to that master. So you could say that Saul had actually given David his freedom on more than one occasion. And after that, any act of war or such on David's part against Saul would not have been considered as rebellion against him or as criminal activity or criminal behavior. But David, every time he had the opportunity, resisted harming Saul, though Saul was desperately trying to murder him. David kept ministering to Saul in the opposite spirit. On one of those occasions, Saul entered a cave that David was in. Not knowing David was there, David was able to cut off a piece of his robe. And when Saul left the cave, David followed him out and showed him, "Look, here is how close I was to you. And you see that I could have killed you, but I did not lift my hand against you." Saul, realizing this, said to David, "You have declared today how well you've dealt with me, for when the Lord gave me into your hand, you did not kill me. For if a man finds his enemy, will he let him go away unharmed? Therefore, may the Lord reward you with good for what you've done for me this day." Saul recognized that David was treating him with the opposite spirit that the world would have operated in, or that Saul himself would have done to David. He recognized it when he said, "For if a man finds his enemy, will he let him go away unharmed? But in reality, David insisted on doing it God's way. He loved his enemy. He did good to the person who hated him and wrongfully persecuted him and pursued him with hatred. This is the call on every believer's life. David was able to walk in that kingdom principle of ministering to his enemy in the opposite spirit, and as a result, God exalted him to be the king over all Israel. God is calling you to minister to that person who has mistreated you, who has acted as your enemy, with the opposite spirit that individual has been dealing with you. Whoever it is in your life, God is calling you to take some action and to minister in the opposite spirit. Only by doing it God's way, walking in that kingdom principle, will you see the victory in your own life, as well as impacting the lives of those around you. I want to encourage you today, make it your heart's purpose, with the help of God, by the grace of God, and the power of the Holy Spirit in your life, that you're going to minister in the opposite spirit to every single individual who mistreats you, who wrongfully persecutes you, who doesn't treat you with respect. Treat them with respect. Minister in that opposite spirit, and God's presence will be with you, and you will see amazing things happen, just as David found out. He was never killed, murdered by that one who wanted so desperately to murder him, but instead God's hand protected him, and he became the king of Israel.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.